back and enjoy the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Broadcast.
Welcome back to Charlie's Geekcast Presents The Adventures of Superman. Today's first episode is Threat to the Daily Planet, starring Bud Collier as Clark Kent / Superman and Raleigh Bester as Lois Lane. Enjoy.
Presenting Superman. Up in the sky. Look, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
And now Superman. Strange and amazing figure from another world who has come to Earth as the champion of the weak and the oppressed. As our story opens today, Superman, in his character of Clark Kent, reporter, is just where we left him, in the laboratory of Dr. Dahlgren, bending over the reviving form of the scientist who has been stunned by the blowing open of his safe. Outside, a distant clock has just struck 5:30. Inside, Kent and the doctor stare at the empty safe, realizing that the steel cylinders necessary to operate the Dahlgren atomic beam have been stolen, and that the Yellow Mask can now make good his threat to blow the Daily Planet building to fragments on the dot of six. Lois Lane has been sent to bring the police and warn the paper. Sirens wail as squad cars race toward the scene of the explosion. Meanwhile, the Yellow Mask himself watches grimly from a secret hiding place, waiting for the uproar to die down. Listen.
So the sound of the explosion has brought the police like bees to a honeypot. Very well, I shall wait until I am ready to leave, and then all of the police in the city will not stop me. Are both cars waiting?
Are ready when you give the word, Chief.
Good. Who's this, Michael? Who's that with you?
I got a visitor for you, Chief.
You let me go. Put me down.
That girl, where did she come from?
She belongs to the fella from the newspaper. After the explosion, she went for the cops. I seen her coming down the stairs, and I thought maybe we'd better hang on to her.
You beast! Let me go!
Excellent, Michael. Well done indeed. Put her in the second car with the machine.
I won't go.
Bring her to the airport, Michael. Put her in the plane.
You heard what he said. Come along. Take her, Joe.
I won't. Stop! Put me down!
What'll you do with her, Chief?
That young man Kent has annoyed us before. I shall take no chances this time. If he hinders my plans in the next half hour, he signs this girl's death warrant. Start up the car.
And meanwhile, back in the laboratory of Dr. Dahlgren...
Oh, Kent, how did they know? Who told them when to come?
To steal the cylinders?
Yes.
Dr. Dahlgren, you remember I asked you if there was anyone named Michael hereabouts?
Yes, my servant. I've had him for years.
Well, Michael betrayed you to the Yellow Mask. He had a dictaphone in every room of the laboratory and told them of every move you made.
Michael did that? Where is he?
I don't know. Probably following the mask. And that's where I'm going, too.
No, Kent, don't leave me. Come back.
Doctor, you'll be all right. The police are on the stairs right now. Sorry, I can't wait.
Goes on in here.
What's the trouble?
Can't go down. It's got to be up. Maybe the next landing. This'll do it. Out of these clothes. There. Up for the window. What's the time? Where's that clock? Good thing I can see in the dark. 6:25. 25 minutes to find the Yellow Mask, or else... I don't know. Not much time, but here we go. Up! Up!
One of two things. He's either going back to town or out to an airport. But first, I must warn White to clear the building just in case. Faster! Faster! 25 minutes!
Oh,
Quarter to six. Oh, Lord, Lord. Where is Miss Lane? Where's Kent? City room. White.
My friend, this is the Yellow Mask.
Mike, Miss Smith, place this call.
Don't trouble yourself, Mr. White. You cannot stop me now, nor can Mr. Clark Kent. If he is there, tell him that Miss Lois Lane is with me.
What? Lois Lane? You've got Lois?
Miss Lane is my hostage in my plane. If you or Kent or anyone else interferes with me now, Miss Lane will leave my company without a parachute. Goodbye.
Yes, Mr. White. We're chasing the call. I will let you know where.
No time. Oh, Lord, that devil means to drop Lois out of an airplane. Oh, Kent, is that you? Where have you been, man?
Where I've been, Mr. White. Is Miss Lane here?
Kent, just this second, a call came from the mask. He's got an airplane, and he's got Lois.
What?
It's true. What did you find out at Dahlgren's?
Mr. White, it's bad. The mask got away with the atomic beam machine. He can wipe us out in a second.
What? Well, where are you going?
Call the nearest flying field, the one on the point. I can be there in 8 minutes. Have them warm up a plane.
You can't fly. What are you going to
do? Yes, I can, and I will. So long, Mr. White. I'm not running out on you.
Kent, wait!
It's our only chance, and I'm taking it. If you don't hear from me by 2 minutes of, there's nothing we can do. All alone in the hall. Out of these clothes. No time for opening windows.
Last chance, Mask. But Superman still has time. If you can fly, so can I. I'll get to the field and take a plane myself. Faster! Faster!
What are you going to do with me?
Just sit where you are, my dear Miss Lane, for the time being. What's the clock say, Michael?
5 to 6.
Remove the cover from the atomic beam. Wait a minute. What's that behind us?
Too dark to say for sure. Looks like another plane.
Fools! Didn't believe me, eh? Well, they soon will. Look down, Michael, and tell me where we are.
Over that Daily Planet building.
Watch it, Michael. It will not be there long.
You beast! You fiend! What are you going to do?
Pay off a few scores, Miss Lane. All right, Michael. It works. The machine works. Now then, Michael, back over the planet building.
Any news from Kent? What's the time?
Kent hasn't called in so far, Mr. White. Wait a minute. Hey, anybody got a call from Kent?
No, nothing here.
Not so far, Mr. White.
All right, never mind that. What's the time?
Why, you asked me that just a minute ago.
I know I did. What's the time now? Miss Smith, what's the time?
3 minutes to 6, Mr. White.
Three minutes of six. No time left now. There they are. Got to scare them off. All right, Mask. Here I come.
Hey, Chief, that other plane's right behind us.
Never mind the other plane. It's 2 minutes of 6. Swing down over the Daily Planet building.
All right. I gotta bank and head back again. Here we go.
Please observe, Miss Lane. Once again, the whine of the atomic generators.
Oh, stop. You can't mean to do it. You won't.
Hey, look, Chief. Yeah, the plane's right on our tail.
I'll take care of that. Come here, Miss Lane.
Oh, let me go.
I told your friends what would happen if they got in my way now. Michael, release the door.
It's open. Just throw the cat.
Stop! Stop!
I said if they came too close, I warned them. Come here, girl.
No! No!
Hey, Chief, watch out. He's gonna crash.
Too late. Out you go, Miss Lane. Out that door. There.
Look out! Look out!
Michael, down, down. Dive at the building. I'm throwing the switch of the atomic beam.
Look out! Look out! He's right on top of him! Here he comes!
There. I crashed the planes. Jumped clear. That'll take care of the mask. But Lois, she's falling. Plunging down 2,000 feet. Got to catch her. Down. Down. 1,500. 1,000. 800. 500. 200. There she is. Now. Now! Got her. She's safe. Now up, up, and away!
Whooping down, Superman saves Lois in the nick of time and bears her away to safety. Next morning, in the offices of the Daily Planet...
Well, Lois, come in, sit down. That was quite an experience you had last night.
Ah,
I tell you, Mr. White, I don't understand it. They threw me out of the plane, and I remember falling. That's all I do remember, clearly.
Well, that's almost enough. I imagine we all owe our lives to your friend, Clark Kent.
Clark Kent? What did he do?
Most amazing. At the very last minute, he went up in a plane, rammed the mask just as he was about to touch off that infernal machine, and came down by parachute, just as you did.
As I did? Well, I don't remember any parachute.
You don't think you swam down, do you?
I don't know. I'm not sure. It's all very hazy, but at the last minute, I seem to recall that a man appeared out of nowhere, just flying in the air.
You probably saw the mask falling out of his plane.
Oh, no, this wasn't that kind of a man. He wore a long red cape, and he just took me in his arms and carried me away.
Oh, you're dreaming, Lois. Well, well, look who's here. Come in, Kent.
Good morning, Mr. White. Good morning, Miss Lane.
Oh, good morning. If you'll excuse me, Mr. White.
I don't know what Miss Lane has against me.
Oh, you mustn't mind her. Kent, I can't thank you enough for what you did. You saved all our lives.
Oh, I was just lucky, Mr. White. Crashed the planes and came down by parachute. Oh, by the way, was anything left of the mask's plane?
Nothing left of either the plane or the mask. Dr. Dahlgren's machine was ruined, too. Incidentally, he called earlier this morning to thank you and tell you that he's destroyed the duplicate of that machine and the plans for building it. He thought you'd approve.
Oh, I do. It was much too dangerous a device in the hands of the wrong person.
Oh, say, Kent, there's something been bothering me.
Yes?
Lois seems to think she was rescued by a man in a red cape, a Superman who flew through the air. Now, you remember that Western story you covered? There were rumors about such a man, red cape, flying through the air. Now, do you think...
it's too silly to talk about, Mr. White.
I know, but...
Hey, Mr. White, about that fire in the Sterling building.
Yeah, what about it? Don't go, Kent.
Just got a phone call. They think there's a girl trapped on the 20th floor.
What? A girl trapped? Can't they get her out?
Can't reach her.
Mr. White, let me cover that story. Maybe...
Maybe what?
Well, maybe I can do something. Can I cover it?
Sure, but if the fire department can't reach her, what do you think you can do?
What does Clark Kent mean to do? Does he intend to assume the blue costume and red cape of Superman and attempt a daring rescue of the trapped girl in broad daylight? Does he dare reveal himself as Superman before the thousands of people watching the fire in the street below? What will happen? Tune in next time and find out. And remember, don't miss the next installment of Superman.
Up in the sky, look, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.
Our second episode for today, Fire in the Sterling Building, starring Bud Collier as Clark Kent / Superman and Raleigh Bester as Lois Lane. Enjoy!
Presenting the transcription feature, Superman.
Up in the sky, look, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
And now, Superman, who has appeared on Earth as the champion of the weak and the oppressed. In his disguise of Clark Kent, news reporter for the Daily Planet, Superman has foiled the diabolical plans of the Yellow Mask, a maniac who thought himself emperor of the world. And now, a new adventure comes to the mild, spectacled reporter, who is known to the city room as Clark Kent. Not knowing what strange and exciting days are directly ahead, Kent listens eagerly as a photographer brings word of a fire in one of the city's largest buildings. Listen.
Hey, Mr. White. What about that fire in the Sterling Tower?
Yeah? What about it? Don't go, Kent.
Just got a phone call. They think there's a girl trapped on the 20th floor.
What? A girl trapped? Can't they get her out?
Can't reach her.
Mr. White, let me cover that story. Maybe...
Maybe what, Kent?
Well, maybe I can do something. Can I cover it?
Go ahead. But if the fire department can't reach her, why do you think you can?
Listen, you ain't heard of half the chief. Hello, Miss Lane.
What's all the excitement, Mike?
Go on, Mike. Wait, what about photographs? Who's up there?
I'm going myself right away. But get this, will you? There's something phony about this fire.
Phony?
Yeah. Well, that's the dope I got. The fire marshal thinks maybe it's incendiary. Somebody set it on purpose. A fire bug.
What?
Who did it?
Whereabouts in the building is it?
Did I hear you say something about a girl? Did she do it?
Listen, give me a chance, will you? There's a mining company got offices up in the tower. North Star Mining Company. That's where the fire started, and they think that's where the girl is.
They think?
Mr. White, we're wasting time. Mike and I can grab a cab and be up there in 5 minutes.
What's this, the star reporter turning fireman?
Maybe thinks he can save the girl. Come on, Galahad.
Yes, do hurry. When you get back, we'll have a special medal for you. Clark Kent, scoops and life.
Quit that, Lois. No time for fooling. On your way, Kent. Call back the minute you have anything.
Say, there's a hook and ladder on the street right now. It must have turned the another alarm. What do you say, Kent? Wait till I grab my camera. We'll hop a cab. Come on. Oh, boy, did we turn that corner on two wheels. How you doing, Kent?
I'm all right, Mike. Hey, look. You can see smoke in the sky up ahead.
Oh, this is a fire, all right. Ought to get some swell shots. Tough if that dame really is trapped. Say, speaking of dames, what's Lois Lane got against you?
Almost hit that traffic officer.
Hey, Eddie, if you gotta knock somebody off, don't pick on cops. Why does she cold shoulder you, Kent?
I don't know. Just seems to have taken a dislike to me.
Oh, boy, I'll say she has. And I can tell you why, too. You ain't got a chance with her, Kent.
No?
No. Ain't you heard? About that guy she says comes down from the clouds in a red cape and pulled her out of the wrecked airplane?
Oh, listen, Mike, there's nothing to that.
No, that's what you think, kid. You just ask her. She's got a real steady now. She's that way about Superman. What's the matter, Kent? Why don't you laugh? Ain't you got no sense of humor? Oh, boy, I think it's rich. Hey, here we are. Hey, this'll do it, Eddie. Find a place to park and stand by to rush back place.
Hey, Mike. There's the fire chief.
Oh, gee, look at that blaze, will you? Grab your hat, Kent. Here we go.
Yeah.
All right. Stretch a line up there at the south corner. Get a hose crew under that east wall.
That wall is looking mighty bad, chief. Due to topple any minute now.
Keep your eye on it, Grogan. We'll see if you can run a ladder up the ledge where that girl was.
She's gone, chief. Reckon she couldn't stand the heat. Hey, here comes the press.
Hello, chief. I'm Clark Kent of the Daily Planet.
Don't bother me now, boys. We got our hands full. Lieutenant!
Yeah?
Don't let your men get too close in there. Now, just watch it.
Okay.
Yeah, Chief. About that trapped girl. Is she still up there?
I don't know. I haven't seen her. She must be a goner. Where are you going with that camera?
Oh, just getting a couple of shots, Chief.
Get back out of there. See me later, will you, Kent?
All right, Chief. Just one thing. What about the fire being incendiary?
See the fire marshal. He's the one to do the talking about that. Hey, Sanders! Bring that water tower to the third story. Take it fast. Take it another alarm.
Hey, listen, Kent. What do you say? If we could get up on that building across the street, we'd have a swell angle, see?
Good idea, Mike. There's a balcony up there. I'm afraid the chief won't like it.
Ah, who cares? What he don't know won't hurt him. Come on, kid. This is going to be good.
Mike, you go ahead up there. I'm going to call the office. Didn't I hear the chief say to send in another alarm?
Yeah, that makes four. Mighty big fire that takes four alarms in this man's town.
Uh-huh.
Okay, kid. When you come back, look for me where you see the most smoke.
Right.
City room, White.
Mr. White, this is Kent. Listen, the fire's terrific. Four alarms.
Four alarms, eh? What's the chief say?
He won't say anything. Too busy to talk.
What about the fires being incendiary?
Well, I haven't found the marshal yet. Mike and I just got here. I thought I'd better phone you and tell you about the four alarms.
Right. Now listen, Kent. Keep phoning me whenever anything happens.
Mr. White, they expect the east wall to go down any second. Mike's got his camera set to watch it.
You tell him not to take too big a chance. And that goes for you too, Kent.
Don't worry. I don't take many chances. So long, Mr. White.
Oh, Kent. Wait, what about the girl? The one they said was trapped on the 20th floor.
Well, Mr. White, I don't know. She was in the offices of the North Star Mining Company, but where she is now, I'd better get back.
Well, go ahead. I'll wait for your call. Hey, get ready for plates on the Sterling Tower fire. Sluggard, wall goes out in mammoth blaze.
Hey, right here, Kent. Out on the balcony. Come on, watch your step.
Mighty thick smoke here. Can't see a thing.
Well, it's a tough spot, all right. But every once in a while it clears, and boy, do I get a shot.
How about the wall?
All set to go. I better get that hose line out of there. Hey, look. Look over there at the wall. Ain't that a crack? Look up there.
Mike, you're right. I can see flames right through it.
Look at the chief down there in the street. He sees it.
He's calling his men back. Mike, what if it falls this way?
It won't. What's the matter?
Mike, look. High up. Up there above the ledge.
Hey, gee, Kent. It's her.
It's that girl. Up there on the 20th floor. Mike, she's managed to get to a window. What's she gonna do?
Do? She can't do nothing. Wait till I get her focused.
Oh, never mind your camera. Call them down on the street.
They can't see her. They don't know she's there.
Hey, Chief! Hey! Hey, the girl at the window!
It's no use, Kent. They don't hear you. You can't do nothing.
Mike, look at her. You can see her at the window. She's trying to break the glass.
That won't help her. Look, in there behind her. Flames. Watch it, Kent. Here comes the smoke. Can't see. Where are you, Kent? Kent!
Back of the balcony. Good thing that smoke came when it did. Maybe I waited too long. Too long even for Superman. I'll try anyway. Up into the smoke.
Hidden from the crowd by billows of dense white smoke pouring out of the burning building, Superman wings his way through the air to attempt a daring rescue of the girl trapped on the 20th floor. Flames crackle and spit like things alive as he reaches the window. One blow smashes the glass. Superman drops into the room, now a roaring inferno. Sheets of orange flame envelop him. His keen eyes search the fire-gutted office. The girl is nowhere to be seen.
Flames, hotter than a blast furnace. Hope she got back out of this. Must be inside. Where's that door? There we are. Cooler in here. Not for long. Fire's following me in. There she is, hiding in the closet. I can see her right through the door. If I wrap her in my cape, the heat won't get to her. Quick.
Oh. There we are. Oh, I can't stand this.
Help. Quick, you'll be all right. That's it. Hold on. Now then, back. Back out of this. Not the way we came in. Through the flames and out and back. The tower. We'll just make it. Out the window. Onto the ledge. That crowd in the street. The wind has cleared the smoke. They'll surely see me this time. But it can't be helped. The wall, it's going. It's splitting. But not with us. We're away, just in time.
Watch that wall, Grogan. Get those men back. It's going any second.
Say, Chief, what about that girl on the 20th floor? Anybody seen her?
We can't get her. Even the extension ladders won't reach. We've tried everything.
Chief, look, up in the sky.
It's a man flying. No, it can't be.
It is, or we're both crazy. Look. Look at him!
The wall's going! Watch it! Back! Back! Everybody back! Back! Back!
As one wall of the burning building collapses into the street, Superman, like a bird in flight, carries the rescued girl to safety, drops down in an alley near the fire. There, he once again assumes the guise of Clark Kent, reporter. Leaving the girl for a moment, he hurries in search of an ambulance doctor. Mike, the Daily Planet photographer, spots him. Together, they return to the alley with the doctor and the battalion chief.
Here she is, doctor. I don't think she's badly hurt.
Unconscious. She may be burned. We'll see.
Aren't you a reporter, Kent?
Yes, chief. Daily Planet. I'm with Mike.
That's right, chief.
I know, but how did you happen to find this girl?
I was running to call my paper, and then I happened to see her staggering out of the rear of the building. Oh, how in the world she ever got down from the 20th floor is a mystery.
It's more than that, Kent. It's a miracle. I saw a man up there. I saw a man fly out of that window.
Oh, that can't be.
And me not there with my camera?
Well, I'm not crazy, Kent. Neither is Captain Grogan. We both saw him. Is she all right, Doc?
Probably won't come to for a while. Badly shocked. Wait. She's coming around.
Oh, don't let them. They'll get away. Catch them. Stop them. The big
car. Can't get this.
Quiet.
Stop! You don't dare! Catch them! Catch them!
She's out again. Here, quick. Get her in the ambulance. She's suffering from shock. Smoke poisoning.
Wait, doctor. What was she talking about?
How should I know? You heard her, didn't you? Sounded like hysterical babbling to me. Okay, there. Coming through with the stretcher. Gangway, please.
Was it hysterical babbling, or has sudden, unexplained mystery risen from the ashes of the Sterling Tower building? Who is this girl, and how did she happen to be trapped in the 20th floor office of the North Star Mining Company? Who did she want stopped and caught? Clark Kent is suspicious. Don't forget to tune in next time and follow the story of one of Superman's most exciting adventures. And remember, tune in with us next time and follow the exciting transcription, Superman.
Up in the sky! Look!
It's a bird! It's a plane! It's Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.